This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man for the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
It's very exciting. The Bears are going to L.A., and what we've decided is basically a playoff elimination game.
Loser goes home.
Yeah. One of these two teams in serious trouble.
You got to look at it that way, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Both teams are in a tough spot right now. They really are. Both teams are chasing from third place in the division right now, and an opportunity to win the division seems remote at best, with the Bears behind Green Bay. Such that they are 3.5 games back, you know, the Rams, 3 games back of the 49ers. That seems like an absolute long shot at this point. You start talking about wild card, and the Rams are a game better than the Bears right now, but they're going to be on the outside looking in unless they get rolling here, and the Bears have to just about win out to have a shot. They've got a very, very small margin for error.
So Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack both have 5.5 sacks. And the last time these two teams played, it was Donald versus Mack. And I think that's a good matchup again. But when you look at these two respective defensive lines, Brad, the Rams and the Bears, which one has the best chance of dominating this game?
Well, if the Bears can't get a significant edge from their front seven, based on the injuries that the Rams have had on the offensive line, then there's a real problem, right? LA has been beat up front, and that's been something that's been a storyline all season for the Rams. It's one of the explanations that I think people come up with when they try to explain why the explosive offense that was so good and so dynamic that teams were scrambling to find people who could coach the same kind of offense and had worked with Sean McVay before to take over their team. You know, that was a real phenomenon, I think, in the league. Well, that Rams offense now is something that no one would want to replicate from this season. And certainly some of the injuries that the team has had, and particularly poor play from guard to guard, the three interior positions on that line, has really hampered things for McVay, for Jared Goff, and it's been a struggle.
When we talk about the matchup in this game, the offensive lines, obviously the Bears have been criticized for their offensive line play to the point where they made a change, and now you worry about Cody Whitehair snapping the ball because there were a couple of them that didn't work out too well. And then meanwhile, you look at what's going on with the Rams. My God, they are really beaten up on the offensive line, and they'll have at least 2-3 new starters.
Yeah. Brian Witzman was the right guard for the Bears last season when they played the Rams. And for the Bears, Brian Witzman.
Are they better
the
now?
Right guard. Well,
wow.
Everyone was concerned that Aaron Donald was going to, you know, dig a shallow grave for Brian Witzman at Soldier Field, and it didn't happen. Witzman really held up, and it counted well, and they were able to neutralize to the best they could Donald, and they didn't let him destroy their game. So the point, are they better now? Yeah, they should be better now, but the point I'm trying to make is sometimes the guy who everyone fears is going to take over the game against an unknown. I mean, how many people could have named Witzman as the starting right guard from a game that was 11 months ago? The guy did just fine on his own.
Brad, I am in agreement with you that the Bears need to get to Atlanta on Saturday and find a way to get somebody, ideally Ryan Pace, to evaluate Colin Kaepernick's workout. You check in today in the Tribune about the reasons why that makes a lot of sense for a team that has struggles at quarterback chronically. But yesterday, Matt Nagy gave no indication that they were going to do that. He really gave no indication that they wouldn't. He just didn't want to talk about it. He wished Kaepernick well, but said he was focused on the Rams. What do you think they do?
Well, I'd be stunned if Ryan Pace went to the workout in Atlanta. If Ryan Pace shows up at that workout, it's going to create just an absolute storm of questions and storylines and doubt about the future of Mitch Trubisky. And that's the last thing that the Bears want right now. The Bears are dropping back. It's a Hail Mary. They're hoping that Trubisky turns the corner here and develops into the kind of quarterback that they believed he could be when they took him with the second overall pick in 2017. So if the GM flies to the southeast and the team flies to the west coast, I think that's going to create a predicament for them in terms of just confidence of the quarterback. You know, they've been trying to carefully manage that. So there's just no way, in my opinion, Pace goes to Atlanta for that workout. They probably should send someone. They should evaluate where the guy's at, what he looks like. Some of the criticism people have of Kaepernick is that on the field, you know, statistically, he wasn't that great. I can go along with that. The problem is, on the field, statistically, the Bears quarterbacks have been terrible. Terrible. You know, there's no defense of what the Bears have had on the field at the position. And so while they're fully committed to Trubisky for the remainder of this season, and I'd be really surprised if anything happened at the starting position for the Bears in 2019, I believe they have to keep an open mind to 2020 at this point. And if that means having some of the pro scouts spend time working on Andy Dalton tape, Cam Newton tape, Ryan Tannehill tape, you know, any quarterback that could pop loose after this season, do that. And if that means sending a guy to Atlanta to check in on Kaepernick, who hasn't been in the league in 2.5 seasons, do that as well.
Is it disingenuous to go to a workout if you are not going to sign the guy? I mean, the Bears are, right now it's Mitch's team, and they've got Chase Daniel and Matt Nagy. When Chase Daniel had to start a game, Matt Nagy nearly fainted. He's so pleased to have Chase Daniel play, and he loves the guy. And they got, you know, Bray on the practice squad. I don't know. As much as I think they owe it to themselves to go, I also believe that they'd never sign Colin Kaepernick. They just wouldn't do it. They're just not in the market right now.
Well, they're not going to sign him this year. I don't think there's any way the Bears would sign him this year. But I think if you're beginning the process of considering your options for 2020, that's why you would go. That's why you would go. You're not looking at him as a guy to come in and rescue this season that offensively has been off the rails for him. You know, some people are trying to point to the victory over the Lions as a step in the right direction. They had 226 yards offense against a team that was giving up an average of more than 400 a game. They were 2-for-12 on third down against a defense that came into it 32nd in the National Football League in third down percentage. So I'm not convinced the Bears had a breakthrough offensively against Detroit. But they're fully in on Trubisky. He's going to be the guy for the remainder of this year. If he continues to play like this, I don't know that he can be the guy in 2020. I do believe at the very minimum, you'd need a veteran with a strong presence and a resume to compete with them? Could you do better than Kaepernick in my mind? Yes, you could. The guy I kind of look at right now is Andy Dalton, but I think you need to explore all avenues. And to me, that means checking all your boxes, turning up every stone, seeing what's under there.
Where are you at with Cam Newton?
Let's get back to that, Brad. I mean, the Andy Dalton love is surprising to me.
I don't know that he wanted to come here.
I don't know that Newton is going to be healthy again. I'd have real concerns about the health there. Okay, he's had issues with the shoulder, right?
Yeah, he gets a full year off, though.
Throw the ball.
I mean, that's a lot of time off.
Right. I mean, but we're talking about shoulder issues, and now he's got the feet issues. Those are two things. Like, the number one thing for me would be, can this guy physically be the quarterback he was before? Dalton's played pretty good football in his career in Cincinnati with not a lot around him, with the exception of A.J. Green. The Bengals have had good offensive linemen that they've allowed to leave because they refused to pay him. I might look at him. It's not a perfect scenario any way you slice it, but they've got to consider all options if Trubisky does not improve.
Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee has been good. No. And I like your mailbag, Brad. I look forward to it every week, but you turned a question about Tannehill into an endorsement for Dalton. You like Dalton better than Tannehill if both are available.
I think, Dave, if you put the two resumes next to each other, it's a no-brainer. You know, I think Tannehill has been hot in a very small sample size with the Titans this season since taking over from Marcus Mariota. And I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting.
If Tannehill stays hot for the remainder of the season, certainly you look at that and you say, hey, has he become a different quarterback than he was with the Miami Dolphins? But he was so streaky when he was in Miami that, I'm not sure he's a guy that you'd look to.
Brad, we'll let you go. We had a discussion earlier in the program about Allen Robinson versus Jalen Ramsey, a couple of old teammates going at it, and whether or not you could afford to be as reckless as occasionally you are with some of the throws to Allen Robinson, and whether Ramsey could make an impact or shut down a receiver. Ramsey's their guy. You got to go to, or sorry, Allen is your guy. You got to go to him, but Ramsey's a pretty good player.
Yeah, I would imagine that in man-to-man situations, I'll have Jalen Ramsey on Allen Robinson. You've got to go to him. You've got to be careful. But Ramsey's the type of player that's so aggressive in an effort to make plays on the ball that by virtue of him gambling, you're going to be able to make a few plays here and there. I just think that what Mitch is going to have to be real careful about and make sure he avoids is, okay, that guy's covered, I'll just turn and go to Allen. You know, you can't turn back to Allen as your safety valve on a lot of plays and
double move
without fear of being burned.
The old double move.
The old double move works.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Brad.
There you go.
Thank you, pal.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Brad Biggs. He is the football man from the Chicago Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.